It's time once again for the Crack Man Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repairer. I'm Darren Kincaid, and I'm here with the crack daddy himself, Adam Tracy. Adam has 15 years of experience in the construction industry, and as a civil engineer, is A1 Foundation's resident engineer on staff, solving a plethora of unique foundation problems every day. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems due to water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, my garage's block foundation is bowing out. Is this a high-dollar fix? So Adam, you've got a great case study to share today. Is this a case where you showed up wearing a cape and a big S on your chest?
No, unfortunately, it was just a regular old A1 Foundation crack shirt that day, but it probably could have been wearing a cape on this particular one. This is a good case study out of Nashua, New Hampshire. The homeowner was a new homeowner, younger homeowner, first house, and he had been in his home for a little while, and he had recently kind of did some landscaping in the back to expose some of the back of the garage. And the back of the garage had a large bow that was about 3 feet tall across the back that went kind of left to right and bowed outward from the foundation. And it was fairly significant. The blocks were kind of shifted a little bit, and there was cracks all around there, and he kind of got nervous about the whole thing, and being a first-time homeowner and not having any sort of foundation experience, started researching and calling and trying to figure out, well, what can I do? Is my house going to fall down? So he ended up getting a structural engineer involved because, you know, he was trying to do the right thing, make sure everything looked good. And structural engineer had some major concerns with it and suggested doing things of replacing or buttress walls, or another case, actually digging out the whole thing, supporting the house, knocking it down that section, and, you know, repouring it. So it was a pretty extreme solution for this particular block foundation. So he started looking at prices and getting contractors in there, and he was getting, you know, prices anywhere, you know, tens of thousands of dollars and beyond to take care of this essentially attached garage to the foundation. So in the last resort, he didn't have kind of the budget to support some of these projects. He kind of did a little bit more research and found us because he found that there were foundation cracks. He was kind of just concerned and wanted our opinion on it. Well, we happen to have basically the perfect solution for him. And it's a solution that not all engineers know off the top of their heads because it's a relatively new product and the foundation and construction industry doesn't usually change very quickly. So these guys who are structural engineers may not even be aware of it. So we were able to propose a structural carbon fiber solution. And this is something that we get involved with in a lot of foundation projects where there's bows inward on the foundation walls. This one happened to be a bow outward, but it's the same idea. So in this particular house, we were able to propose installing two large carbon fiber straps that will go around the corner of the foundation across the back, and then another one that would go down the middle to bridge the large crack that had developed. Now, of course, the customer was concerned, well, this is new. I'm not familiar with it. My engineer has told me that it's not a solution. Now, what can we do? So we got on the phone with the engineers as a group and talked to them. And we're able to share the data of what this carbon fiber is capable of and kind of explain the process of what we would install. And really, this carbon fiber comes from industrial commercial grade product line that is used to support concrete overpasses and large concrete columns that support buildings to prevent any sort of popping out or structural defects. So we've adapted into the residential market to support foundation walls, and it works extremely well. The engineer was very surprised about the solution, is very grateful for us to be able to kind of introduce something new to him, and signed off on the project. And for 10% of the cost of what this homeowner was getting for some major foundation structural repair, we were able to save that foundation, reinforce it, and it is as strong, if not stronger, than when it actually was built. So he was happy. We were in and out in less than a day. He saved a bunch of money. Engineer learned something new, and everyone was happy on the way out the door.
Well, thanks, Adam, for explaining how, once again, A1 Foundation Crack Repair saved the day and saved that garage wall. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Adam at 866-929-3171. Or you can email Adam at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening and keep that basement dry.